Well, it was first the message which I intended to highlight what we were able to achieve in the past 20 years. As you know, 20 years ago, there was this groundbreaking report called the Marshall Report, which highlighted gaps that existed in terms of protection of children in the context of armed conflict. And since that report, we have made tremendous progress. The protection of children is now part and parcel of our mandates. We do have children advisors in six of our peacekeeping missions, and I believe we have made tremendous progress in not only providing greater safety and security to children in the context of armed conflicts, but also in sensitizing the stakeholders, the larger NGO community, about the plight of children in armed conflict, and hence increasing the political mobilization for strong, effective action to ensure greater protection for children.
Mm-hmm. Protection of children in conflict has been included in the mandate of peacekeeping operation since 2001. Can you give us examples of how peacekeepers are trying to keep children safe, and if they can do better? Also, when it comes to gender, is it harder to protect girls than boys?
Well, I would say we can always do better, and I believe all our efforts are geared towards improving our performance, doing better in the service of the population we are expected to protect, and that's a continuous process in all our peacekeeping missions. It applies, of course, to the protection of children, but it also applies to many other aspects of the mandate of our mission. So that effort would continue. We do understand that we are to be accountable towards our member states. We have to be accountable towards the populations we are serving, and every effort should be made to improve the efficiency of our operations. I just would like to highlight the work being done by a few of our missions in the DRC, in CAR, in Sudan, and in South Sudan, where we contribute first of all to ensuring that we have the level of information, the level of knowledge of what is going on the ground. And through our extensive presence on the ground, we are in a position to gather comprehensive information on the fate of children in the context of armed conflict with a view to facilitating advocacy and effective action to ensure their protection. We do also carry out a number of other activities, among which I would like to list the facilitation of the release of children who were recruited in armed groups. And last year alone, we have facilitated the release of over 5,000 children, you know, in the about four or five countries. So I think this is an illustration of the work being done on the ground. But again, as I said, there is always room to do better. And we are always striving for excellency and trying to do much better than we have done in the past. And that effort will continue.
What about protecting girls and boys? Is it harder to protect boys or harder to protect girls?
Well, they are more vulnerable, especially in situations where, unfortunately, you have sexual-based violence, and they require special attention, and that is, of course, at the center of the efforts of our children advisors and our peacekeeping missions in general.